The board says the ban is a potential short-term solution to the problem of sea lions that have overtaken the harbor. The increase in the animals near the docks has been partially caused by fishermen throwing carcasses into the water. So the hope is that without fish waste to attract the animals, the sea lions will leave. While the board agreed that the ban would fix part of the problem, some members felt it was just the first step towards a much larger solution. Jared Cook with the National Marine Fisheries Service attended the meeting. He said that even if he does start to enforce marine mammal harassment laws more, it won't fix the problem completely.
Because people will know whether I'm around or not, and if I'm not around, it'll be, whoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Stuff's gone.
That's how I operate.
I would rather fix the problem and work with the community trying to fix the problem than sit down there writing $500 tickets to folks.
Board Chair Michael Banks offered his own larger solution to the problem. He envisioned a floating fish station as the answer.
Big picture is in designing something that's maybe out of the... I envision a keyway into a fish cleaning station with a skiff that has a tote, and they all go into the tote, and then the skiff goes over to the cannery once a day, or who PIA takes it or something. Just some simple, inexpensive way to get rid of it.
That solution could be possible. As Harbor Master Glo Wallen says, the harbor just received a $226,000 grant from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for a new floating cleaning station. The board tossed around a few other ideas, such as grinding up the carcasses and depositing them in the sewer. But as of now, those ideas are still just that, ideas, many of which could take months or years to implement. But board member Bob Dolan said that by implementing the ban now, Petersburg could start fixing the problem immediately.
Now, what we're trying to do right now, I think, is the simplest thing that can. It's not create more regulations. It's the simplest thing to try to address a serious problem.
The board still has work to do, such as determining exactly how far from the dock a fisherman needs to be to throw a carcass into the water. But the members say they'll work with Cook and Wallen to figure those details out. A draft ordinance could go to the Assembly in July. In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.